It's exactly 11:30, or actually, no, it's not. It's 27 minutes, but nearly exactly 11:30. How about that for a time? Yeah. Can it be nearly exactly something? I don't know. Louis, what do you think? Can it be nearly exactly 11:30?
No.
No? Ah, you're the pedantic type. I can tell that already. So welcome to the Cambridge 105 studio. Louis and Fran. Good morning, Fran.
Good morning.
And you are sort of a double act. You're a double act this morning for the purposes of being on the radio. Apparently neither of you been on the radio before.
No.
Ah, well, I'm going to be gentle with you. And you are both, actually, by way of an introduction, you both work for the British Heart Foundation, mm-hmm. which is opening a brand new store at the end of July up at Camborne, or over at Camborne. And Louis is going to be in charge. He's the boss at the new store. And Fran is regional support. She's a kind of troubleshooter, aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah. So, Louis, how are preparations going, first of all, for this new store?
Excellent. Really well, actually. We've had quite a few months to prepare. It's been delayed slightly, but now we're really on course. We've collected a lot of furniture, a lot of really nice, lovely furniture. And we've started the process of gaining volunteers and things like that. A month to go. So it's all really exciting. Really
fantastic.
Exciting.
And have you got your own sort of dedicated van that goes around and picks stuff
yes.
up?
Yeah. A good van team we've got. They're cracking. Really, really good. Yeah.
Fantastic. Is it a brand new van for the new store?
I don't know whether it is, actually. No. It's a good van. It works. That's the main thing. Yeah.
I tell you, that's something we've got in common because we've got a van here. Our technical team will be very upset to hear me call it that, but we call it Flossie, and it's got a radio studio in the back. Goes around and does our outside broadcasts.
That's smart.
It's got a huge mast sticking out of the roof as well. It's how I always find it when I go to events. Otherwise, I can never find where we're doing the outside broadcast from. So, is this the first time you've launched a store or opened a store?
Myself personally, yes. Yeah, it is.
And
yeah.
How long have you been with the British Heart Foundation?
About 6 months now.
Right.
Yeah. So I've been training up and learning the business and just generally, improving myself and enjoying it. It's brilliant, yeah.
So where is the where is the shop?
So the shop is in the centre of Camborne. If you picture sort of Morrison's, it's right in the centre there.
Yes.
Where the old Pound World was.
Oh, right. Okay, so quite a big premises.
Yeah, it's pretty big, yeah.
And so what stage is everything in there at the moment? Have they done the fit out and all that kind of
thing? Fit out is almost completely done. They're just changing a couple of the windows to make them see through because there's some that are frosted.
That helps with windows.
So you can see through. It's always ideal, isn't it? Everything else is sorted. The electrics are in. The shop looks gorgeous. And we're just raring to go. It's just the stock that needs to come in now.
And Fran is there in an advisory capacity. So how much time have you spent at Camborne?
I've only had a couple of days so far, but a lot of the preparation has been done away from Camborne. So a lot of the stuff that we've got, we've done in other stores. So a lot of the print-offs, a lot of the volunteer recruitment. And so there's a lot of work that goes in before we actually step into the shop. But I'll be there for the next 4 weeks. Because it takes a good 4 weeks to turn it round and get it open, and then offer support afterwards when the store opens because it's a brand new team, and be there to give them support and guidance.
And have you got a clipboard?
No.
So does that mean when you say sort of sort them out and organise them, obviously you've got, aside from the whole retail side of the operation, you've got tradespeople in there presumably doing stuff. Do you get involved with them and tell them, you know, move that light switch up a bit or any of that kind of thing?
No. Initially we have a meeting with the site team and that's before they're just left, actually, just finished up now. So that's all done with like our surveyors and people at head office. So we kind of just go in there and set it up right from scratch. So not just the shop floor, making it look beautiful, and we also recruit the teams and we recruit all the lovely volunteers, and you know, we do a bit of the promo, and then we also set up all the back stuff as well. So all the stuff that kind of makes the store tick. And just basically get, that's the other thing we also sell, besides obviously we have our fantastic donated furniture, we also sell new furniture.
Oh really?
And all of that has to be built.
Right.
So that's I'll be going in there on Monday with my screwdriver set.
Oh, you know your way around a flat pack then, Fran?
Definitely, definitely. After 7 years in the British Heart Foundation, I definitely know about flat pack furniture.
And this stuff that you sell, Louis, the flat pack furniture, I'm assuming you're an expert on putting this stuff together as well, are you?
In the process of being an expert, yeah, we're learning every day, yeah.
Do you ever have that thing where you open the box, you know, there's a diagrams of all the stuff and, you know, there's like seven screws but you've only got six? That sometimes happens to me.
They're usually quite good actually. With our flat pack furniture, they are spot on. It's just usually me who ruins it in some way.
what kind of things can you buy new? What sort of flat pack stuff do you sell?
Wardrobes, chest of drawers, pretty much anything. We've got some like side tables, loads of different things. Just think of kind of like IKEA-ish kind of stuff.
Wow. Well, you know, we've got quite a few of the Cambridge 105 radio team live in Camborne.
Oh, wow.
Including our station manager, Tim. So, you know, I'm thinking you'll have, I reckon, within 10 minutes of this interview finishing, he'll be round there asking for some flat pack furniture.
Banging on our door.
Probably asking for a discount, I would imagine. So, Fran, in terms of pricing this kind of stuff, because you're a kind of charitable organisation, are you pitching the stuff, you're selling the new stuff at the kind of affordable end, or where? How do you...
There's something for everybody.
Right.
There's something for every pocket. You
right.
know, we try to base the store around, you know, we have, you know, sofas from as little as £40.
Really?
You know,
wow.
But that said, you know, I was in a store the other day that had a beautiful brand new sofa donated. And, you know, that sold for like £300. So just depends on the stock, really. But yeah, there's something for everybody. And the same with the new stock as well. You know, there's some beautiful new goods furniture and donated stock that we have in. And yeah, there's just such a wide range. Like I say, something for everyone.
And is it mainly furniture that you sell, or is it a bit of everything?
Electrical.
Right.
Yeah, and,
okay.
And also homewares as well. So we sell things like... it's a really diverse kind of store that we sell. We sell furniture, electrical, we sell your white goods like your fridge, freezers and your washing machines. We also sell homewares, so we sell cushions and vases and flowers and exercise equipment is another thing that we get donated
right.
a lot,
yeah, yeah.
Especially we see a lot of exercise equipment around February. yeah, so it really is. It's, when you go into, because I travel around a lot and see lots of stores, and you go in and it is just such an Aladdin's cave of things that you just like, wow. You know, you think you've seen it all, and then you walk into one of our shops and you've got something there that's just unique.
So it's because we're amazed at the generosity of people,
yeah,
really, and
yeah.
what they donate. There's you get all kinds of varieties of brilliant stuff that people donate. So,
It's fascinating. Well, and Fran, I'm sure you've got a story or two, and bear in mind there are children listening, about some of the more unusual items that people maybe bring in and think they don't need anymore, you can sell. Anything that springs to mind, or the kinds of things, not necessarily that you agree that you will sell, anything particularly bizarre that anybody's brought you, or maybe something bizarre that you did then sell on?
I mean, not so much bizarre, but just sometimes I think the thing is that we've had like things like paintings and things donated and pictures donated that we've then, you know, we've sent to auction and that have raised thousands of pounds for the charity. And that's the thing that is the amazing thing. I think we recently had a record, a Beatles record, that sold on eBay for thousands and thousands of pounds.
Wow.
And it's that kind of level of generosity that people have for the charity that is just absolutely overwhelming, I think. You know, you do get the odd thing that comes through the door that's you have to work out what it is. But but besides that, it's mainly it's just the level of beautiful items that people are willing to give us.
And if people do want to donate to the Camborne store, maybe somebody's listening to this thinking, you know, I've got that old sofa bed or or chair or whatever upstairs, I could donate. How do they go about organising that? You can come and collect stuff, or they can drop it in, presumably.
Yeah, they can drop it to the store. or they can also book a collection online as well that comes straight through to the store, and then we'll contact them and arrange a suitable time as well. So, and also there is a telephone number for the store, but to this moment,
I can't remember it. The phones aren't live for it yet. So, yeah, I mean, they're up for head office. But if you go online, you'll be able to find the correct number for that.
And what's the website address?
BritishHeartFoundation.org.uk.
Ah, fantastic. Well done. I'm sure I'm glad you knew that one, Louis. Excellent. Okay. And so in terms of the opening day itself, are you just going to open, or have you got anything special planned?
So we've got the mayor, haven't we?
Yeah.
So we've got the mayor, and it will be obviously 30th of July, which is a Tuesday. We'll be open at 10 a.m. And obviously there'll be the formalities. Hopefully there'll be a big crowd there. It should. We're expecting it to do really well. So we're and it should just be all systems go madness.
It sounds fantastic, actually. And I imagine, Fran, that of all the openings of shops that you've been involved with over the years, this is possibly one of the best you've ever been involved with.
Yes. Oh, definitely. Definitely. Each one actually gets better and better, you know. And the site is fantastic. On a retail park, it's so easy to come in and park. You know, the site is a fantastic shape. You know, for merchandising, it's a brilliant size, you know, and it's a brand new town as well, you know, and it's just, yeah, lots of new people. So, yeah, we're really excited about it, really excited.
Well, listen, it's been lovely to hear about the new British Heart Foundation shop. Thank you, Louis, and also Fran, for coming in and talking about it. And actually, we've had quite a Camborne-themed morning, because those folks who you passed, they were going out as you were coming in. That was Shabrona and Karen, and they were in to talk about an art exhibition that they're staging up at the Camborne Hub, where anybody can come along on the 7th of July and paint and draw and whatever, and they're going to display everybody's pictures and paintings. So it's all happening up at Camborne, isn't it? It sounds like a great sense of community up there, and I wish you all the very best with your store. Just remind us again of the address of that website, if you wouldn't mind, Louis.
So if you go British Heart Foundation, so it's if you just type in British Heart Foundation on Google, you'll easily find it anyway, but bhf.org.uk.
And the shop opens Tuesday, the 30th of July, opened by Jerry Bird, the mayor of Cambridge. What time are you opening?
10 a.m.
OK. All right. Well, listen, we wish you all the very best with that. Thanks for coming in.